There's a lot to Mayor Parker's proposed budget this time around, including a call for new fees on Amazon and Uber deliveries. In her budget address Thursday, the mayor also wants to see the city's hotel tax rise by 2%. She says some of this money would go to pay for more beds for the unhoused and to fight crime.
$25 million in community-based anti-violence grants in FY27 because we know that these investments work. They work.
The budget does not include increases in wage or property taxes. As the School District of Philadelphia continues to consider a roughly $3 million facilities plan that would close more than a dozen schools, students voiced their disapproval at yesterday's board meeting. Here's WHYY's Corey Sharber.
Students told the board school closures would affect more than just their education. They'd also lose spaces to build community through after-school activities like sports. Ariana De Jesus, a student at Warren G. Harding Middle School, one of 18 schools proposed for closure, spoke during public comment.
If Harding closes, we don't just lose a school. We lose community opportunities and programs that help guide students in the right direction. Schools like Harding keep kids engaged, supported, and focused on building a better future. Please think about the students who rely on the school every day.
Under the proposed plan, schools wouldn't close until the 2027-2028 school year. Some schools could phase out grades entirely, while others could close all at once or merge with other schools. The entire facilities overhaul plan would take roughly a decade to complete as buildings are modernized or repurposed. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Here's a look at the forecast. We're expecting a mix of clouds and sunshine during the morning hours today, and then it will cloud up this afternoon. The high just close to 50, 49 degrees, and the winds pretty busy at 15 to 25 miles an hour with higher wind gusts being possible. It's bright and sunny and 37 degrees at 9:06. This is WHYY.